Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Hello, friends. Hey, it's Giff Briner here. Another exciting program with Two Guys with Heart. We have a very good program for our listeners today. Me and my good friend,
Dave Colonen.
Pastor Dave Colonen. My Dave, your years of standing in the pulpit are going to come in to help us today, because we're talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit intercedes with every major test that we have in our life. Now, that's right down your alley. The tests are be many. Where am I going to live? Who am I going to marry? Where am I going to work? What am I going to drive? What am I going to wear? You know, the major decisions all the way down to what kind of socks am I going to put on today? Life is full of tests, isn't it?
That's happened to me all my life.
Sure it has. It has to all of us. The tests will be mighty and many. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to help you with these decisions, Jesus will lead you in the right path. And that's what we're going to talk about, because you will be tested. Let there be no doubt about it. The Holy Spirit guides you into the wilderness of battle, but he did it in the life of Jesus, so we shouldn't feel that we're any better. He will do it in your life as well. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan as he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Remember being that? Being there 40 days, he was tempted by the devil. In Luke 4, that was written. So why should we feel that we're any better? You see, the Holy Spirit will test you prior to your promotion. The purpose of your testing is not merely survival. It is to qualify you for that promotion, to increase the rewards from that promotion. The entire earth is motivated by rewards. God planned it. It is a unilateral to pursue, and it's normal to pursue increase or to want more. We try to get promotions because that allows us to have a better life. And the better quality of life we have, the more we're able to do for the Lord. That's just good work ethic.
Through the years, the Holy Spirit really helps you make the big decision.
Yes.
There were promotions that were coming to my life. I was called to pastor the church in Iowa.
Yep.
I didn't want to go to Iowa.
Yeah.
Pigs and corn.
Yeah.
I thought, what do I know about farming?
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit led me to call and say, yes, I'll come. Yeah. Well, 7 years went by, and I told the Lord when I went there, I'm not leaving here for 7 years. I don't care if it falters, if one person comes, or everything goes wrong. I am not going to receive a call for 7 years.
Is that right?
And you know,
you did it.
On the seventh year, three calls came to me, and I accepted. Let me hear you out.
Yeah.
And my children, they found out about it, and they said, we have a plan of our own. I said, I'm your father. It's my life, not yours.
Yeah.
You're out there doing your own thing. No, they said, no, Dad, that's what we're calling about. We want to do it with you. We want to go on the road like when you were with the Courier singing group. You went around the world, and we want to do us kids. We want to go with you. And
I said
to the Lord, I don't want to go back out there again and do that with what I traveled thousands of miles. I'm tired of that. I don't think I want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, these people out there that you've sung to, now they need information from what kind of family you're bringing here for us to look at. And you bring them, put them on the platform, we'll tell you whether you do it right or wrong.
Wow. That's an incredible story.
And when you get to the place where you're willing to leave a safe job, a safe place. Davenport was my home. It was 7 years of making a living and doing my thing as a church. We were successful. And then to say to the church, hey, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
That was a tough day.
Sure.
And everybody said, what are you going to do? We're going on the road with our family. They were all going to buy four RVs and we're running up and down America. I said, you are crazy. Yeah. And you know, I could not talk my family out of it.
Yeah.
Robin and Paul was our middle daughter. They had only been married 1 month when that all came into focus.
Is that right?
And that was my excuse for getting out of it.
Yeah.
I said to my family, if everybody will go, and Robin and Paul wasn't there, if everybody will go, I'll go.
Yeah.
Judy and I will go. But everybody has to go. Nobody stays home. Nobody. I don't care if you can sing or not, or whatever you don't like to travel. You got to go with us.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit changed everything in every child's life.
How about that?
And all three, by midnight, called and said, we heard that we're going on the road with you, Dad. And God said yes.
Isn't that incredible?
And they were all into their kind of ministries they wanted to do. And they changed. We all resigned on the same day.
That's an amazing
and
story.
Started in on something brand new.
Went and bought four RVs and off you go. What a calling.
And
that's the Holy Spirit.
The real secret is we did it for 13 years.
13 years. Wow.
13 years. And then when it all came to a close, everybody come and said, okay, Dad, we had 13 years. We're going to out and do our own thing. We're going to get our own church now. We're going to go do this. I said, wow. And God, what did he do?
Yeah.
I was stuck there, an old man saying, what am I going to do? And the Lord said, how about putting the couriers back together again?
Yes.
And so we had another 10 years of
marvelous. And you did it.
Outstanding. Couldn't have done it without the help of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit was there with you all along.
He gave us the energy to say yes.
And you reached out and did what the Holy Spirit commanded.
And everybody said, no. That would be the most ridiculous thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
But we didn't listen.
What an incredible story, Dave. You've had a fascinating life. That had to be a unique experience. When the Holy Spirit whispers to you to give up your job after 7 years to go on the road with your family in an RV, leaving all your friends and relatives and family and your career path and everything is behind you and you just go on the road? Wow, an incredible story.
People say, well, how did you get your mail and you got lost. Nobody knew where you live. You didn't have an address or phone number anymore.
Yeah.
We had a lady in Peoria, Illinois, who came to us after the service one night. And she said, I want to do something for the Lord all my life. And what can I do for you? I want to do something. And I looked right at her and I said, we don't know how to get our mail. But if we would put our address as your address in your home in Peoria, and then every Monday you ship what you have that came in and ship it to us. She loved that job.
Did she?
It was hard work. She gathered up all of our mail all week, sent it. When we got to the next church, we would say, we didn't even say to him, we said, where's the mail? Where's the mail for my family?
And
that's a job that was a toughie.
Oh,
all 13 years.
How about that? It's an amazing, amazing story.
Well, I'm doing all the talking. I'm sorry about that.
No, but Dave, that's what we're trying to impress upon our listeners, how powerful the Holy Spirit is. So your testimony of personal experiences in these kinds of tests, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you and used you, those examples that are real life mean just as much as the material that I'm finding in the Scriptures. So I think that our listeners appreciate that. So I think you don't be bashful about sharing those things. The desire for gain is not exactly a Satan-oriented thought process. Adam and Eve contained the desire for increase, for they ever fell into sin. You see, the first command given to every living creature was to multiply. You have the nature of God within you. The desire to grow is from Him. The desire for increase, the desire for multiplication is a characteristic of God. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. It says that. So Jesus wants us to have life in abundance. You see, the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. He brought him into a place of aloneness. Aloneness always concludes with a battle. The battle for your future, the battle for your mind. The place of testing is always a place of trust. You see, God keeps using everything He has made. He used the stars to motivate Abraham's faith for children. He used water to turn a marriage into a place of miracles when the wedding party ran out of wine. He used clay and spittle to unlock the faith of a blind man. Remember that story? He used fish to give Peter the money he needed to pay his taxes. Everything in your life is a reward for a test. Oral Roberts taught us that. Remember him saying those things? A Holy Spirit always brings you to a place of decision. He leads you to a place of testing. When Jesus was being tempted, he didn't cry out for a special music so that he could access the right frame of mind or his most resourceful state. He never said, "Hey, I must get back to the synagogue. I have no business coming out here alone." No. Jesus knew the answers. As he began to quote the eternal word of God, Satan became demoralized and paralyzed. You see, Jesus passed the test, and the anointing began to flow. Your testing qualifies you for promotion. Your promotion qualifies you for rewards. And your rewards increases your flow of joy. The Holy Spirit never makes mistakes. So relax. In times of testing, He will not let you fail. He knows your enemy. Your enemy always makes mistakes, always. Your only responsibility is to trust the Holy Spirit. Keep His word in your mind, your mouth, and in your every conversation. The Holy Spirit will not permit the test to be too great. There has no temptation taken but as such as to the common man. But you see, God is faithful about these tests. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able to handle? But with that very temptation also makes a way to escape, and that ye may be able to bear it. And that comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You'll see words like that. It says you'll be able to take whatever temptation comes your way. You see, you will experience a double portion of influence and provision as you overcome your present testing. It happens to all of us. It happened to Job. Remember that story? And the Lord turned the captivity of Job, but he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job chapter 42, remember that story. That's why it's important for you to be patient, knowing that God will answer your prayers. Behold, we cannot count them happy which endure. We have heard of the patience of Job, and we've seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender in mercy. That scripture comes out of James chapter 5. Always remember, the Holy Spirit decides the timing of each major test in your life. Holy Spirit is with you.
Gift, could I just say a prayer for those who are right at the dial saying, yes. Dave, Give, would you pray for me?
It's a good idea, Dave.
If we were in your home, we'd stop in our tracks and say, Lord, here's a prayer for our friends. You tuned our way today. You don't have to close your eyes, but let me pray for you if I can. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the seasons of testing. You've decided the timing, my victory, and the power that we have through every season. You've already decided that my enemy is going to fail. Oh, God, that's so good. You've told us that we will overcome and you will receive the glory and praise for it all. Today, we are patiently praising you for this wonderful season that we live in, the first month of this new year, the year that we're going to walk toward you in Jesus' name and ask you for the victory in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for listening and hearing and do it for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Thank you, my friend. Our listeners appreciate you praying for them. Boy, the Holy Spirit does intercede for us on a routine basis, and you hit it on the head. Your life is constantly covered with prayer. You might feel alone at times, but remember Jesus is a whisper away. You may feel isolated and even have torments through thoughts that nobody really cares about you at all. But you know the opposite is really occurring. The Holy Spirit continuously talks to the Father about your needs and your desires. While you were asleep, he prays for you. While you're at work, he prays for you. When you feel doubts, he prays for you. You truly are the apple of your Father's eyes. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in the desert land and in a waste, howling wilderness. He led them about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9 is where that's written. You see, so these thoughts are something that Dave and Giff made up. They come right out of the scriptures. The Holy Spirit has committed himself to your protection. That's what Dave was just praying for. You and I are limited in our human understanding regarding the gifts and the desires of the Father. That's why our prayers are often ineffective, incomplete, or what appears to be unanswered. You know, the Holy Spirit is the only person in the universe that knows the heart of our Father towards you. 1 Corinthians has a lot to say about that. If you want more information, check 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You'll see, find that material. The Holy Spirit is given to you so that the desires of the Father can be revealed to you. Here's a quote right out of 1 Corinthians. Now we have reached not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. I just read that right out of the Bible. The Holy Spirit is in total agreement with the desires and the will of the Father for you. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. You see this information to soothe and comfort your heart, help you through your tough times and your difficulties. The answers are so simple. They're right in the scriptures. You just have to open the Bible and find them. The Apostle Paul experienced the same kind of stirring to intercession by the Holy Spirit. You know, his protege, Timothy, remember reading about Timothy, received this word from his mentor. I thank God whom I serve from the forefather with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 says just that.
How much more time do we have? We got time? I want to offer something to,
sure,
to each
ahead
of us. I think that will help all of us.
Okay.
I started something in my small group in my home.
Okay.
Once a month. I started this last month to say, hey, I want all of us to pray at the same time. You don't have to come to my house. You can just pick up your Bible and find a place in your home, and at a certain time, pray. My small group is praying at 9 o'clock every morning for 15 minutes.
How about that?
And it's like picking up the phone and 40 people talking at the same time to say,
yeah,
God, it's us. I asked about here at WPFG if we could do the same kind of thing.
Yes.
And the board just jumped at the
yes,
chance and said, We can pray. We need miracles. We need to have a new love for God. We need to have a love for each other. And when are we going to do it? I said 9 o'clock every morning, 15 minutes. You, for, in your home, you don't have to get dressed. You don't have to drive to the church. You don't have to get good clothes on. You don't have to shave your face. You just go out in your den or your office or in the living room at 9 o'clock and you begin to pray. And I said, in 40 days, we are going to have miracle after miracle. God is going to touch your life and mine, and together we will accomplish something for the Lord. We're talking about something
we're talking about today. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will wake you up and put you where you need to be to say, Lord, I'm Dave Colon, and I'm calling because of WPFG. We're praying at 9 o'clock, and I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the miracle. I want to be a part of the healing. I want to be a part of what's happening in our world today. And put my name down. I'm going to be here, too.
Outstanding.
Wow.
I know.
So this is our eighth.
Our board is doing that too. I mean, right with you in your church. Yes.
This is our ninth day to pray.
Ninth day.
Yeah, we've got like
outstanding.
31 more days.
The Holy Spirit works wonders. He can hear thousands, millions of people praying at the same time.
That's right. And we want Him to hear us.
Yes.
So that's where I am.
You have a specific function? Are you praying for a larger church? Are you praying for more members? Are you praying for healing? Do you have a specific subject, or are you praying in general?
You've hit all of those. We gave out 12 things that we want God to do.
Oh, you did?
Yes, we put them on paper.
How about that? Can you name two, three, or four of those things?
We are asking for a miracle.
Yes.
Some people have been going to church for 50 years and never had a miracle yet.
Oh, my.
So let's pray for miracles. Okay. One of us here are going to – we can all pray for a miracle.
Sure.
One of our members has not been in church for 2 years for sickness. I said, let's
pray for
lift
healing.
Our prayers with him in mind and her in mind. And,
outstanding.
We're praying for a new love for each other in our small group. We're praying for a new love for God. We want to have a new love for the world. We want to be able to bring somebody. We've asked God to increase our small group by 15 people in 40 days.
How about that?
So when we ask people if they'd like to come to our small group, God would just say, yes.
Yes.
You want to go there. You want to
Lord.
Be a part of that. If somebody's going to get a miracle, why not let it be you?
Yes.
So
outstanding.
Every time we get together, it's going to be just so exciting. And in 40 days, we're going to be able to write a book about what God has done for the things we pray for. We pray for our pastor. We pray for our staff. We pray for our board. We pray for our new property that we purchased. We're praying for our meeting over at Harz at the Holy Week. We're praying for the person who is in the biggest trouble in our family. You know, we have 25, 30 people that spread out our family.
Oh, yeah.
And we're praying for the one with the biggest need. It's a beautiful way to pray.
Yes, it is.
When I started praying for my family, I found out there was a half a dozen that were urgent.
Yes. And it works, doesn't it?
It works. It gives you a great feeling. You walk around during the day, and you've been right talking to the Lord. When you can talk to God, man, you have...
Anything can happen.
Anything.
You know
anything.
Something, Dave? You think those words are shallow or perhaps overlooked, but that's not... No, your words left an impact on me. My New Year's resolution was to do 100 things 1% better. I didn't want to do 100% improvement on any one thing. I just wanted to improve a lot of things. And you know something? I've been praying for that because of your suggestions at 9 o'clock. And I have to admit, sometimes I forget at 9 as it ends up being 9:30, but I still do it. And the idea is that I have to pray consistently, looking for healing, for wholeness, for new opportunities to share the Word of God through the airwaves.
So say that one more time. What 1% more? What?
Yeah. Well, I did. Everybody wants to improve their life, don't they?
Improve your life.
And that's what New Year's resolutions are all about.
That's right.
So my resolution was not to do anything 100% better, but to do 100 things 1% better.
I like that.
And the objective or the outcome would be the same, wouldn't it?
And isn't there excitement about that?
I want to do that.
We get excited and ready to go and say, yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, count me in. And I want to be better at everything I do.
I know this already. In 1 week, we've improved our prayer time to over 20 minutes now.
Yeah.
We can't quit that.
You can't quit at 15. Dave, that's the message that we're trying to share with our listeners today, that the power of the Holy Spirit cannot be overlooked, cannot be underestimated. And if you simply get on your hands and knees and ask Jesus for guidance, ask him for strength, ask him for healing, ask him for financial stability, ask him for anything you want, your prayers will eventually be answered if you just believe that the Holy Spirit is with you. And you don't have to go to church to get that. It's better there, and you need that feed, don't get me wrong, but you can be praying 7 days a week, morning, noon, and night, from wherever you are. The Lord is just a whisper away. Thank you, my friend. We must say goodbye for now.
Hey, goodbye. See you next time. Bye-bye.